the National Museum of Wildlife Art in Jackson is celebrating 30 years this weekend. The Black Bear Ball to honor the event is Saturday night, and if you're listening on Sunday, it was a tremendous time. One of the founding board members was Maggie Scarlett. She says it's been fun to watch the museum grow.
In 1987, we were initially located in the former Power and Light Building, just off the square in Jackson Hole. And that then was converted space for offices. The gallery was actually comprised of the garages where the trucks rolled in and out. In 1990, we began a study to relocate, and in 1994, we did move out to the present location, which is north of Jackson on a beautiful, pristine hillside overlooking the National Elk Refuge.
That building in itself being so unique, I imagine that alone attracts visitors to come up and see you.
The design is inspired in part by a castle in Aberdeen, Scotland, Slane's Castle. And I think that was first seen by Bill and Jaffa Kerr, who, of course, are our founders, when they were on a trip over there. And as we began to visualize what our museum building might look like, that design just seemed to fit perfectly into that hillside. And so you're right, it is a unique and beautiful building, 52,000 square feet. And as I say, we moved into that building in 1994.
When you started all this, did you anticipate that it was going to be, was it always the National Museum of Wildlife Art? Did you always expect that you'd have quite the exhibits that you've come up with?
Well, it was always to be focused on wildlife art. Bill and Jonathan Kerr and their family had been collecting wildlife art for many years, and Bill and Jaffa had moved to Jackson, and as it happened, my husband Dick and I were in Denver, and we stopped by a private art museum down there, Bill Foxley's museum, and lo and behold, we're absolutely blown away to see some of the art from the Kerr collection. And so when we returned to Jackson and became acquainted with the Kerrs, the conversation started. The Kerrs were looking for a home for their art collection, their wildlife art collection, and there were many in the community who thought this would be a wonderful asset for the community of Jackson Hole and really the state of Wyoming.
And it's really become that, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. It's been enormously successful and so supported by the community of Jackson Hole. And, of course, the outreach is into the region and the state. And we have a national board of trustees. So it has been a wonderful success.
Maggie, could you talk a little bit about, so this is the 30th anniversary and you're celebrating it this weekend. What are some of the things that will be taking place?
Well, this weekend we will be dancing the night away of the museum as we celebrate our 30th anniversary with the Black Bear Ball. And throughout the summer we have had some wonderful events and several what I would term blockbuster exhibits, including an exhibit of Andy Warhol's endangered species portfolio. And it's been very, very popular. And actually, it is part of our permanent collection, that portfolio. So that has been on display. But I really think the headliner has been the Joel Sartori exhibit of photo art, and this is a collaborative effort from the National Geographic, and it is a stunning photographic exhibit. And there are several others, including a reorganization of our own collection and set up in several galleries. And as you may know, if you know anything about our museum, Carl Rungius, the wonderful German-American artist, is the focus of our collection, and we have moved his art around a little bit, and so it has a new look to it. But, of course, it is timeless and very, very popular.
Well, I've heard you might have a couple of visitors in the Jackson area this next few days, and so hopefully some of those listening to us will stop by and spend some of their time with you and for everyone else. Still time to come and see a lot of these exhibits. Congratulations on 30 years, and Maggie Scarlett, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.